A soldier embraces a nurse with a victory kiss as streamers fall in Times Square. Winston Churchill peers into the camera with stern resolve. Rita Hayworth kneels seductively on a bed wearing a silk and lace nightgown and just a hint of a smile. These images were imprinted on our collective memory by Life magazine. Life began publishing weekly in 1936, featuring the work of many of the 20th century's great photojournalists. The magazine stopped publication in 1972, then came back as a monthly from 1978 to 2000. Life magazine returns this week, this time, inside the folds of local newspapers around the country. We have two guests in our New York bureau here to talk about Life magazine. Bill Shapiro is the managing editor of the new incarnation of Life. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you very much for having me.
And John Lowengard is also with us. He joined Life magazine in 1961 as a photographer and picture editor and helped shape the magazine for much of its lifetime. Welcome to you, Mr. Lowengard.
Hi, John. How are you?
First, Mr. Lowengard, let's start with you. Remind our listeners about the role that Life and other picture magazines played before television and in the early years of television.
Well, I think there's this wonderful symbiotic relationship between radio and Life magazine and other picture magazines. People all across the country heard about the news, heard about what was happening, but Life magazine came along every week to show them clearly in pictures what things looked like.
Bill Shapiro, you now have the challenge of living up to a legend. What are the challenges in remaking Life magazine?
The challenges are to really keep the quality of the work and the resonance of the pictures at the level that everyone remembers them to be, to bring those pictures that will burn and will imprint, as you said, into people's collective memories.
And what Bill's relying on, all the staff of Life is relying on, is that there is this marvelous pool of frustrated photographers out there who now, again, have an outlet they can use.
Well, that's exactly right. And when I've handed my business card to photographers, they literally get the shakes when they see it because the magazine means so much to them. And there's no other place that will print regularly a 4 to 6 page photo story and really get into some depth.
John Lowengard, one of the things I noticed in this new launch of Life is that it seems like the themes are very similar from the old Life. I mean, if you open the magazine, I think on the first big picture is this sort of poetry in motion, a kid doing a backflip on a trampoline next to a haystack in Livingston, Montana. You probably recall lots of photos like that from the old Life.
Yes, there were lots of photographs like that in the old Life, and there'll be many more in the new Life.
Also, other sort of basic Life themes in the magazine, too, it seems to me. A glamour girl on the cover.
One of the things that Life has always done is to look for icons, look for objects and things and places that are of deep interest to a curious public. And if we're talking about some of the same sensibility as the old Life, I will tell you that this magazine, in its heart and its soul and its DNA, is based on the old Life.
Of course, and the icon that you're referring to on the cover is Sarah Jessica Parker, the star of Sex and the City.
But the photographs of Sarah Jessica Parker are unlike those that folks have ever seen before. And one of our missions is to surprise people and to show them things that they've never seen before or things they've seen before, but in a way that they've never seen before.
What do you think, John Lowengard? Do you see the same kind of creativity in these photos, in this reissue of Life that you were familiar with before?
Oh, sure. I think, for instance, there's a photograph of Bethany Hamilton, the young surfer who was attacked by a shark and lost her left arm. And I think it's an absolutely marvelous picture that shows her wound, but also her determination, her grace, her beauty. And I think this is a remarkable image. What every photographer working for Life, the first thing you want to make clear is that you've got to be surprised as an editor of Life, and then the reader will be surprised.
Bill Shapiro, are these images still going to make the kind of impression that they did in this TV age?
Well, I think that's exactly why it will have such a big impact. I mean, I see 100 photos on the internet every day, and there's just not a lot of quality out there. They don't have the eye of the Life photographer. You can be bombarded with a million images, and yet think about the ones that resonate in our minds, the ones that you started this program talking about. Those are the ones that people remember, and there's a reason for that.
And, you know, the power of the still photograph was proven, unpleasantly proven, again this spring with the photographs from the jail in Iraq. These are still photographs that everybody has seen, everybody has been moved by, that are important to everybody, that may, in fact, rule an election coming up in a month. The power of the still photograph is as great as ever.
John Loengard was a photojournalist and photo editor at Life magazine. He also served as the consultant for the book The Great Life Photographers. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Loengard.
Thank you, John.
And Bill Shapiro is the managing editor of the New Life magazine, available in many local newspapers. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
You can see vintage photos from Life magazine at our website, npr.org.